This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Hallelujah. We are charged to pray more. So that is the cause of why I'm here. You know, sometimes we still have double mind when we are praying on, is this the will of God? Is this not the will of God? We still doubt the voice of the Holy Ghost. We still doubt the leading of God in our hearts. We doubt it. We are not sure. You know, and I know it's happening to many. I know it's happening to many. They still doubt, they fight, and they want to know the will of God. But the Bible is so complete that the Bible has brought forth everything that we need. Everything that we need to know to be led of God, the Bible has brought it forth. Do we know that prayer is an art? Because if it's not an art, the disciple will not ask Jesus, teach us how to pray. For them to ask Jesus and say, Master, Rabbi, can you teach us how to pray? That means it's an art. Anything that can be taught is an art. So prayer is an art. It's an art. And anything that is an art has skills. And anything that is an art can be improved. You can be trained in it. Prayer is communication that is flowing out of you because of the measure of life that is in you. If God wants to measure your life and know where you are in the spirit, all that God needs to do is to hear your prayer, is to hear your communication. Once your communication can come out of you, God can tell the state of your soul and the life stature of your soul. God can tell that. But prayer is not only when you open your mouth. It's a communication between two parties. It's not only when you open your mouth and say, Malika, Utaba, Ishata, Huka. It's prayer too. But do you know it's prayer when you take thought? Your thought is prayer. Open to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask. Do you know you ask in prayer? Or think. So, think is asking. So, you can ask by opening your mouth, but you think. But in the realm of the spirit, you are asking. It's two operations. One is louder than one. But that one that you hear when you ask physically is lower than your thought. Your thought is louder in the spirit than your voice. Because your thought comes from the deepest part of your soul, which is your heart. So prayer is communication that is hooging out of you by the reason of the measure of life that you have. So, sometimes you can pray, like we are praying now. You can pray now and pray and say, God, make me more than a prophet. Make me more than a prophet. But in the calibration of law in the spirit, they can't make you. Though you desire it, though you are shouting, Make me more than a prophet. Why? Because you are hearing making me more than a prophet. But before heaven, they can't do it for you. It's like a policeman that has children. And the children are not trained to be a police. And he see a gun. And he's telling daddy, daddy, give me a gun. Daddy, give me a gun. Give me that gun, daddy. The daddy will not give that child that gun. Why? He knows that child is not trained to carry that gun. But the daddy can allow the child to grow up and put the child maybe in NDA where he can be trained to use gun. So it's not the amount of shout you are shouting, not the amount of length of prayer that you are praying that will make God give you. But you should pray. You should shout. You should do all those things. But in the realm of the spirit, it's step by step. In the realm of the spirit, it's ladder upon ladder. In the realm of the spirit, they don't jump steps. They don't jump ladder. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me. Ye shall receive what? Power. But do you know the Holy Ghost came, but they didn't receive that power? The Holy Ghost came, but they what? They didn't receive that. But what they received that day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to do what? Speak in tongue. But there was a power Jesus was talking about here. Jesus said that after the Holy Ghost has come, a power will follow you. That power is not anointing. That power is a person. Jesus, knowing that they cannot receive that power, said, it's more expedient that I go. Because if I don't go, the Holy Ghost will not come. And if the Holy Ghost does not come, the power will not come. And the power is not going to just come upon you. You will receive it. That means you will lay out your hand. You will be conscious when you are receiving it. When you receive something, you are participating in it. It's not something that will just give you utterance, or maybe the Holy Ghost give you utterance. No. That's not the kind of power. This one, you will receive it. They didn't receive that power. But they received a power in the Holy Ghost. They received some power of the Holy Ghost. Which when Paul, it was Paul that got that power at last. That Jesus came, lighted up, hit Paul on the floor. And he said, I'm delivering you from the people and from the Gentile, unto whom I now send you, to open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, and turn them from the power of Satan unto God. You see, there are processes before you come to that power. Paul knew the process. Paul knew the process. And it was still the same power that Paul came in Romans 1, 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. That is the power. Unto what? Salvation. They didn't receive that power, but they received other power. Because they made us to know that Stephen, a man full of faith, and what? Full of power. Full of the Holy Ghost and power. You know, the church has to come to know that they've not received the power. They don't even know the power. But it's very hard for you to tell a minister of the gospel that have been in the Bible for like 40 years, 30 years that he has not received the power. He will fight you. Because actually he sees a power moving in him. He sees the power of the Holy Ghost. And me, I reference those men. Because the sacrifice they pay for them to come into this power. Me and you cannot pay that sacrifice. Some of these men went on fasting. Some of them went on prayer. If they carry you up there and say, pray for 6 hours, you can't pray. Pray 6 hours strong.
Do it for like a year. Wake up in the midnight and pray for 6 hours, 7 hours, for a year. You can't do it. You don't have the strength. But some of those men, in those days, they do it. Some of them do sacrifice of food. Food. They don't eat like me and you eat. And all those things they do is for to what? To allow the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost is not that power that ye shall receive after the Holy Ghost. This power will come after the Holy Ghost. You would have experienced the Holy Ghost. It's after the Holy Ghost. And don't come and say those men that they don't have Holy Ghost. You'll be lying. Those men have Holy Ghost. But they just don't have the power. And for them to have power, their eyes of understanding need to be what? To be open. They need to open their eyes like they open the poor eyes. Not physical eyes, but spiritual eyes. It's just that some of them don't have enough light to migrate into their prophethood. But that does not mean they are not prophets. But they are prophets in what? In making. They are prophets under a dispensation. They are prophets under a measure. Because most of them are prophets outside the camp. And we need some men outside the camp. But they should not be outside the camp for too long. As they are outside the camp, let them train people and move into the camp immediately. And as they move in the camp, let them move to the sanctuary. Let them move to the holiest of all. And as those ones they've trained, let them also do the same work immediately. That's how God made it. Because actually, you need the power of the Holy Ghost to move some things out of the flesh of man. And sometimes when those Holy Ghosts begin to come in operation, if we are not wise, we will kill it. Paul came to the Corinthians. You know, before, there is no gift of the Spirit. Gift of healing, gift of this one. No, it was Paul that began to break it out. Because Paul saw them. They were just manifestation of the Spirit. They were together. They will see manifestation. They were together. It was when Paul came, he said, you don't know what is happening to you. Let me explain what is happening. Paul now began to explain what is happening to them. And Paul said to them, it's not be ignorant. So, in the Holy Ghost, or in the milk of the word, which is the Holy Ghost, you can be ignorant. And Paul, no. Paul is a wise master builder. You can be what? Ignorant. And Paul said, do not be ignorant. So you can be ignorant of the power of the Holy Ghost. And you can be also ignorant of the power of God. But those two power comes by the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost comes with those two power. But the power that men manifest is the power of the Holy Ghost. They never manifest the power that is after the Holy Ghost has come. But sometimes we have to be careful. You see, minister, talk about, he said, don't break my camera. You see, sometimes, you don't know that younger ones are coming in. Me, I know. I know stronger ones are coming in. And I will never make anything that will discourage them. I began to fear when Holy Ghost told me one day, do you know that men are trying to kill my move? And they're not taking it important. I said, what do you mean, Holy Ghost? He said, never from your mouth should I hear that don't break chair when the Holy Ghost come upon you. He said, if I hear it from your mouth, or I hear it from your mouth, and say, don't break camera. How much is the camera compared to the soul that God has won? How much is the chair compared to the soul that God has won? And Holy Ghost is moving upon that babyhood that just got Jesus. And you are telling the baby, don't break my chair. Don't break my camera. How did we get to this place? How did we get there? That when the day of Pentecost, they were moving, and they were moving, and they were telling them, these are like drunk men. A drunk man does not have his steps. Today, if a drunk man drunk in the Holy Ghost, Usher, hold on. If you break our chair, I will deal with you, Usher. Camera is now more valuable than souls in the church. We are pushing the Holy Ghost far. Pushing the Holy Ghost far. It's measures by measures. Are you a prophet? And you have the power of God moving in you. I honor you. I see your sacrifice that you pay. I see the debt you pay. I see the discipline you do to your body. I see the discipline you do to your soul. I honor it. But there is more. I tell you, what you are experiencing is the power of God. It's not demon. It's the power of God that is moving through you. As he was moving on Jesus Christ. On Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. It's that power, that same power is in you. And it's moving in you. And I honor you. I call you a prophet in making. But there is more. There is another power you need to come to. There is another power you need to see. There is another power you need to experience. But this power is not to heal the body. This power is not to raise the dead. This power is not to cast away demons. This power is to convert your soul. Because you can be moving in the power of the Holy Ghost, but another power is moving in your soul. You can move in the power of the Holy Ghost. Another power is moving in your soul. That is why you are feeling unfulfilled. That is why you are asking yourself that question. Is this all in God? Someone has been sent by the Holy Ghost. Has been sent by Jesus Christ to tell you that Jesus is with you.
Dashto ferro and tabilo copata. Sturando, sturange caca. Congela douche, canda fatus. Maniata sisivorostis. For there are many things you are yet to know. There are many things I want to show you. There are many things you ought to know. You ought to know. There are many things. There are many things that even your Lord wants to show you concerning me, concerning me, concerning me. Even Jesus, your Lord, he has many things to say unto you, even concerning me, concerning me, concerning me. And that is why even as you come to the day of the Son, you will know more about the Holy Ghost. You will know more, you will know more, you will know more, you will know more, you will know more. Even as you come to my day, as you come to my day, as you come to my day, say the Lord, you know more. You know more even about the Spirit of my Father. For he's the Spirit of my Father. He's the Spirit of my Father. He's the Spirit of my Father. For many of you don't even acknowledge him enough. Many of you are not even aware of him as you should. As you should. So you are limiting him. You are limiting him. For you are limiting him. You are limiting him. But come to knowledge. Come to know. Come into knowledge. Come into knowledge. Come into knowledge. For I want to take you into deeper waters. Oh, there are still many deeper waters that even the Spirit of my Father want to take you into. There are still yet many depths. Many depths. Many depths. Many depths. So that you can know as you should know. So that you can know even as you should know. Come into deeper waters. Come into deeper waters. Increase in knowledge. Increase in knowledge. For even through this ministration, I'm here sprinkling knowledge. I'm sprinkling knowledge. I'm sprinkling knowledge. Oh, pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. So that you can embark on this holy journey. Holy journey. Holy journey. It's a holy journey. It's a holy journey. Even a holy journey. Oh, Pay attention. Pay attention. Even to the spirit of my father. For he has yet many things to tell you. Many things to show you. Many journeys. Many journeys. Many journeys. Said the Lord.
Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. And a time came, they told Jesus, these people are disturbing us. Can you call fire like Elijah and consume them? Jesus said, I am different from Elijah. I am more than Elijah. I'm not Elijah that caused fire to consume men, but I'm Elijah that caused fire to consume things in men, that make men do those things. John the Baptist said, he that cometh after me is shoeless, I cannot lose. He shall baptize you with what? Holy Ghost and fire. That fire is power. It takes power to turn souls. Great power for souls to turn. Jesus called three of his disciples. He said, come. Come. You will see the kingdom of God come with power. There are some that are here among you. You will not die. Here, now. You will not die. Be that another one fresh. But now, when this same God came in the olden days on the mount, they couldn't bear his voice. They couldn't even hear him. Everywhere were quaking. Quake everywhere. But there was a man. There was another tabernacle. Not of Moses. But when God came, God did not even came that day. I won't lie you. It was God shone out of him. God has been inside there for long. They said a cloud overshadowed them. That cloud is not coming from up. That cloud is inside. That cloud is the house of God himself. You know when God comes on the mercy seat, he comes in a cloud. But actually, one man was more than a prophet. He was carrying a cloud inside that nobody knew. That was God on earth. And nobody knew. God came to the earth. God himself, see this God, Baba visited the earth. And nobody knew. And they were asking, can you show us your father? So that he can set it in our mind, so that we can believe. Say, he that have seen me, have seen the Father. Why do you still ask of the Father? I am in the Father. And the Father is what? In me. Don't joke with these things you are hearing. Don't play with it. You need power. You need what? You need power with God. You need power. You need power. You just don't need power of the Holy Ghost. You need power of God that can bring what? Salvation to you. Power of Christ. Power of God that can bring what? Salvation. Salvation is not just a process. Salvation is God. They can install God in you. The way they install computer system in a place, they can install God in you. God can be installed in men. And that's why God is raising priests. Priests that can install God in men. That is what we call power. He told the Jesus, he said, you are blaspheming. How can you say you forgive someone of sin? That man was God on earth. That was God on earth. To forgive sin, he was not wearing the priestly regalia. He was more than a prophet. He was not wearing any regalia. He was not in the temple. But you could forgive sin. Your sins are forgiven. And to bear witness that I'm forgiving your sins, stand up and walk. If you don't stand up and walk, that means I'm a liar. But to bear witness that what I'm saying is true, stand up and walk. Let's begin to thank God. Let's begin to thank God.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.